Soybeans with Monsanto's Roundup Ready gene first showed up in the field in 1996. Today, more than 90% of the beans grown in the U.S. are Roundup Ready. There's also Roundup corn, cotton, canola, alfalfa, and even sugar beets. When the original Roundup gene goes off patent next year, it will be the first time a major biotech trait has gone generic. Tom Clemente is a plant geneticist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
The question we're coming up now is, in ag biotech, is what happens when these things come off patent? And it's still convoluted because it's not straightforward. It's like, oh, I have a new wiper blade. It's not the same thing.
C-Tech Genetics sells seed to farmers in Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, and Missouri. Inside their warehouse in Fremont, Nebraska, pallets are stacked with sacks of seed. And in a small enclosure, a worker carefully pours seed corn into manila envelopes. The seed will be planted in test plots this spring. C-Tech co-owner Dennis Brock explains the blue-green chemical coating on the corn.
Yep, there's a fungicide, and then there's actually an insecticide with that, too.
On the inside, the corn is loaded with not one, but three gene traits. It's called a triple stack. Almost all of C-Tech's seeds are genetically modified. Brock pays royalties to companies like Monsanto for rights to their technology. Farmers have choices besides Roundup One beans these days. Monsanto released Roundup Ready 2 in 2009. Bayer has a herbicide-tolerant soybean called Liberty Link. But Brock says many farmers still like the original.
Yeah, today our top-selling bean is a Roundup Ready 1 soybean. That's true. And it was our highest-yielding bean this past year, too.
Brock says he'll continue offering those soybeans after Roundup 1 goes off patent when he no longer has to pay royalties. That means savings for farmers. Brock estimates a $10 discount on a $40 bag of seed, 25%.
To me, we don't need to overthink the combine. You know, we put a lot of investment into our research. You know, we go with the ones that obviously yield the most and, you know, provide the best combination of agronomics.
That's the window that opens up for farmers when Roundup One goes generic, cheaper seed that still works. But it's not clear how wide that window will open. You see, the ideal for some farmers would be to pack up beans from the field to reuse as seed the next spring. But Monsanto has taken more than 140 farmers to court for trying to do that with Roundup Ready beans. Indiana farmer Vernon Bowman is at the Supreme Court because he argues the patent should not apply the second time around. So when the patent expires, can farmers start bagging their Roundup Ready beans? Dennis Brock says not necessarily.
With seed, it gets a little bit more complicated than that, so it's beyond just the trait. It's trait in genetics.
Brock says seeds have multiple layers of legal protection. The Roundup One trait may go generic, but it's probably paired with a seed variety that has its own separate patent. It's called plant variety protection. Tom Clemente at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln says the idea behind the patents is to help cover the cost of innovation.
The blockbusters that do make it through have to cover the loss of all the stuff that didn't make it through, right? So there's give and take. Now, there's fairness in things, right? And the fairness has come up. Once the patent's over, there should be generic versions available.
But there's one more reason there's likely a limited window for generic Roundup Ready seed, and that's international trade. To allow exports of Roundup Ready soybeans, Monsanto prepared reams of research to convince regulators in places like China, Japan, and the European Union that the beans were safe. Clemente says it would be hard to replicate that effort.
When you got that deep of pockets, you know, you can do it. But a small little startup company or a university, they're never going to be able to do it. Not even close.
Monsanto has pledged to maintain export agreements for Roundup One through the year 2021. The question is whether any competitors will be prepared to take up the job after that. If they don't, it may be a sign that the gene that changed the course of agriculture has finally grown obsolete. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.